President Donald Trump's newly signed executive order on policing has sparked mixed reactions across the law enforcement community and from experts. The order promises expanded legal protection for officers, additional training, and more access to military-grade equipment, among other measures, but its practical implications remain unclear. The key provision of the order directs Attorney General Pam Bondi to provide free private legal services to police officers facing civil rights lawsuits. Critics question the necessity of this move, pointing out that police officers are already covered by union-provided legal services. Criminology experts, including Thomas Nolan from Boston University, argue that the order may be a symbolic gesture to address law enforcement concerns without bringing substantial change. Additionally, the order calls for increased training and higher pay for officers, but experts note that salary changes typically come through collective bargaining rather than federal intervention. The order also pushes for tougher penalties for crimes against officers, a move supported by police unions but criticized by those who argue that existing state laws already address this issue. Trump's proposal also includes increased investment in prison security and the capacity of U.S. correctional facilities.